A salvage harvesting operation for beetle-impacted trees around Salmon Arm is proposed to begin this winter. Canoe Forest Products will be conducting the operation, with four cut block openings totaling 107.8 hectares in the East Canoe watershed. Approximately 3.5 kilometers of new road will be required for the operation, which has a tentative start date of November 1, 2025, and is expected to continue into the spring of 2026. The winter harvesting is intentional, in part to have the least impact on recreational activities in the South Canoe Trail system. Council received this information at its July 28 meeting, during a presentation by Canoe Forest Products planning forester Ray Mills. Mills began by explaining how this was his third time before council to talk about planned harvest operations, including one that occurred in 2020. He explained how the Douglas fir beetle infestation continues to spread across the slopes of Larch Hills and into the East Canoe Creek watershed. The extent of the Douglas fir outbreak has caused extensive mortality of Douglas fir timber in the watershed, and it continues to infest new timber each year, said Mills, noting this is evident by the red and gray tree crowns on the hills around the community, and even within city parks such as Pileated Woods, which was temporarily closed last year for the removal of hazard trees. Removal through harvesting of the dead and dying timber is good forest management, continued Mills. Harvesting is a control method, and harvesting and removal of infested timber before the beetles emerge helps to control future fir beetle populations. Removal of the dead and dying timber is in essence a wildfire fuel reduction. Harvesting facilitates that bulk removal of heavy forest fuels which otherwise would contribute to a potential future wildfire intensity. Regarding the proposed timing of the operation, in addition to benefiting trail users, it's also to minimize further infestation. Ideally, we want to get in there and remove infested timber before next April because that's when the next beetle flight will start, said Mills, explaining that's the cycle. Late April into May, temperatures get warmer, the beetles fly and they attack new trees. They lay their eggs in the wood. The larvae girdle the tree in the cambium layer and effectively cut off the water flow. Kills the tree. They overwinter and then the following year they repeat. Those beetle will emerge and attack new green trees and the cycle just perpetuates itself. Harvest plans have been referred to the Nesconleth, Adams and Escalax bands. Mills said they're all doing archaeological and cultural heritage field reviews, and any findings and recommendations that came from those reports, we take and we'll incorporate their recommendations into our site-level plans as well. The Shuswap Trail Alliance and Shuswap Cycling Club are also being kept in the loop, with a commitment to protect trails that someone's sweat labor, back muscles, have gone into building. We're not there, devoid the area, but it's trying to be considerate of the trail itself, he said. Mills said Canoe Forest Products will need permission from the city to access and reopen an old logging road, which would be used during the operation, including when it transitions to silviculture activities. Post-harvest work next spring will include temporary deactivation of the roads and cut block trails. This is basically to control sediment and safeguard the roads through the freshet period, and then, hopefully this summer as well, we'll do the block site prep and that's the fine-tuning, said Mills. So we'll do a heavier ground treatment in the blocks, we'll basically rake and pile. It'll be pretty clean, again just more fuel reduction, and then any long-term road deactivations will be done at that point as well. Mills noted the piles would be ground up and removed for hog fuel, not burned. Asked about what trees would be used for replanting, Mills said it would be a mix that includes some Douglas fir. We'll plant, at most, 30-40% Douglas fir. We'll plant lodgepole pine, we'll plant a higher percentage of yellow pine or ponderosa pine, said Mills. For blocks elsewhere in the watershed, where there's a moister climate, the mix may include hemlock, white pine and cedar and other species.